Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, we never really forget our first loves. And when it comes to wine, I think my first love was Beaujolais.
Okay.
And it was the first wine that I really studied in any kind of seriousness. And it's a perfect wine for doing that because it's just one grape.
Yep.
And the structure of the territory is very easy to understand.
Yep.
And it just... I call it relaxation in a bottle. It's just so fun.
You know, I kind of agree with you. As we come into fall, for some reason, my mind almost always turns to Beaujolais.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because it's the perfect wine for Thanksgiving. Maybe it's because it's a perfect transition wine from summer whites to winter reds. Maybe it's just that they're just so darn easy to drink.
Yeah.
But regardless, I recently came across three outstanding Beaujolais from both a quality and a value perspective. Beaujolais is a sub-region in the far south of Burgundy, just north of Lyon. Unlike the area further north, where the exclusive red grape is Pinot Noir, in Beaujolais, the red grape is Gamay, which makes a lighter style red. The quality hierarchy, as you alluded to, moves from simple Nouveau Beaujolais to Beaujolais to Beaujolais Village to the highest levels, the 10 Cru Beaujolais. So, first I tried the 2022 Beaujolais Village from producer Manoir du Carras. This particular bottling I tried had a uniquely simple label design and was specially blended for the Parisian bistros to be easy drinking. And it is. Deeply scarlet, violet in color, the wine has pleasing berry, strawberry aromas, hint of cassis, which follows on the palate, and the wine is rounded and soft with just enough tannin to give it structure. Very pleasant, and a really good bargain at $14.99.
That's a good deal.
That's a very good deal.
That's Beaujolais Village.
That's Beaujolais Village.
Good deal.
Okay. Next, I tried a 2022 Fleury from the producer Domaine de l'Herlu. We will put all this on the website. Fleury is one of the 10 Beaujolais Cru, and they're actually named for several small towns in the region. Anyway, this was an elegant wine, aromas of spice and red berry with a little bit of anise. It all follows through on the palate with a pleasing, vivacious fruitiness and an approachable, fine-grained tannin. They are suggesting grilled veal or roast chicken, but I think this would do very well with a large variety of lighter meats and even some fish. At $19.99, this was also a good deal. Last but not least was the Chateau du Courcelles Brouilly. This is the 2022 Old Vines. This property has been producing wine for over 300 years.
Good Lord.
And the experience shows. While still medium-bodied, it is definitely richer than the other two, with lush cherry, berry, aromas, and subtle spice, good bright acidity, and enough tannins to stand up to roasted beef, lamb, or pork. This was a stunner, and wait for it, $17.99.
Get out of town.
Yeah, $17.99
Bouilly. Whoa.
So, I really enjoyed these. Some of the best Beaujolais I've really ever had. Truly great values for both quality, though, and an amazing price point. The Chateau du Courcelles Bouilly is my wine of the week.
This is the kind of wine that folks ought to stock up on.
Yep.
I really believe, because Beaujolais is so versatile. You can fit it into nearly every dinner that you're going to have.
Yep.
Or if you just want to, you know, kick back and have some sausage and cheese or something. It's the ideal patio wine.
Gotcha.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White on 88.1 WYPR.